This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Halloween, as I alluded to a minute ago, is tomorrow, which means time is running out for you to make your contribution to what the National Retail Federation predicts will be the $6.9 billion we are collectively going to spend on Halloween this year. That is a nice-sized economy, which arrives every year often in bits and pieces. No doubt you have seen those temporary outlets that mysteriously appear in otherwise empty storefronts or shopping centers near you, walls packed with costumes and paraphernalia. And then they disappear just as quickly. Seems like a topic tailor-made for our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Hi, I'm Derek Trent from Dillsburg, Pennsylvania, and I've always wondered, how do Halloween pop-up stores work?
Marketplace's Mark Garrison is on it.
We're inside the perpetually loud, bright environment that is Ricky's NYC, an iconic beauty store with dozens of locations around the city. This time of year, it grows, opening up a dozen pop-up stores specializing in Halloween costumes. Sherry Auth is shopping for her 3.5-year-old daughter, a fan of the sneaky animated critters from the Despicable Me movies.
So I saw the Minion goggles and the Minion little yellow chapeau.
Sold. She also throws in some glow sticks, of course.
Thank you so much.
It's early in the day, and staffers are ringing up customers and restocking the shelves. Ricky's hires nearly 200 seasonal employees for Halloween. The place is packed with everything needed to become a monster, mummy, superhero, or space alien. Star Wars is red hot this year. Ricky's president, Richard Parrott, shows off the selection.
Of course, there's a lot of new characters, especially the stormtroopers. You have different looks that you've never seen before. And again,
he's not the Ricky the store is named after, but he totally looks the part. He's got a killer multicolored manicure and is getting his hair dyed red later. Parrott says Halloween provides about 10% of yearly sales, and data he gets from pop-ups give him insight on customers and potential new permanent locations, not to mention fantastic publicity.
It's just such great PR, and I'm on TV, I'm on the internet, I'm having a great radio interview right now with Marketplace. So as a growth tool and as a customer acquisition tool, it's really something you can't buy or manufacture. So it has an incredible value to our brand equity.
Running a pop-up store is a way to make more money off Halloween hype without having to cram year-round stores with costumes. Other companies are just in the business of Halloween. Places like Halloween City, Halloween Express, and Spirit Halloween. It's a big business. Spirit alone runs 1,100 seasonal stores in North America, including this one on New York's Upper West Side. I met Lynn Segallen out on the sidewalk. She's a Columbia Business School real estate professor who lives nearby. What was in this space before as a Halloween store?
I can't remember. That's the funny part. Everything changes in New York.
Halloween retailers can often get good short-term deals. It's not that they're renting sketchy spots. Both these spaces are on busy streets in prime neighborhoods. Outside of cities, they tend to be in shopping centers with heavy traffic. That's the funny thing about commercial real estate. You expect storefronts to be vacant when the real estate market is weak, but sometimes they're empty when the market is hot.
There's a term in real estate called optionality, and quite simply it means if I rent today, I won't be able to rent tomorrow. So with leases that are 5, 7, 10, or 15 years long, if you rent what a landlord thinks is too early, you'll miss maybe higher prices later on.
In many cases, vacant spaces have plenty of tenants who want in, but landlords are betting on prices to rise, keeping stores empty. Renting to a Halloween store lets them make some money without getting locked in at today's price.
It gives landlords a chance to wait out the market, and it's always better to have something in a store than to have a vacant storefront. It's also important for the tenants because a lot of these seasonal stores couldn't make it if they had to rent for a long period of time. So it's a kind of temporary accommodation that has the potential to work for both sides.
We took a look inside, and browsing all the cheesy costumes with a real estate professor, I had to ask about a certain real estate guy turned politician who's a wildly popular Halloween costume right now. So what do you have as far as Donald Trump costumes?
Well, right now, not too much of anything.
Vince Pape is Spirit's district sales manager.
I think we have some of his Make America Great hats left, but we've sold out of all of the wigs. There's going to be a lot of Donald Trumps out there come Halloween night.
An army of drunken Trumps haunting your streets. Fittingly, it's all made possible by the spooky world of real estate. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
This series only works if you've got things you have always wondered about. Send them along. We will answer them, get them on the radio. Maybe there's a spot you can do that at marketplace.org.